you may hear a familiar sound in the background. Today my dog walk is taking me on a larger than normal diversion. A diversion of a few miles as I pay homage to an inanimate object. Inanimate yet very animate. Because, albeit a long asphalt snake winding its way up through the country, the M1 has plenty of movement, plenty of life, plenty of traffic. 10 times more traffic than was originally intended to travel up and down it, and I myself have travelled up and down it more than a few occasions due to the places where I've lived. I found myself, well, almost having to use it just to go anywhere. Kind of dissects the left-hand side and the right-hand side of the UK. London to Scotland. Oh no, the dog's just got in a ditch full of water. Get out of there. Come on. Hey. Get the ball. Get the ball and get out. Get the ball and get out. Get out. Oh, lovely. And this, I'm in a forest. Well, I'm in a wood. Oh, it's not as big as a forest, but it will lead me right up to the side of and underneath the M1. And it sounds as noisy as ever, as today it celebrates its 50th birthday, along with Watford Gap. Watford Gap, this kind of designated north-south dividing point, almost the north-south border crossing. Today, I think they've got a play on, a musical about Watford Gap, celebrating all of the musicians and celebrities and famous people and not-so-famous people that have used it for the last 50 years. Allegedly, Jimi Hendrix thought this place was a nightclub because he heard so many people talking about it. I bet you can hear me getting closer and closer now to the roar of the motorway. I used to live in Coventry, and that was pretty much on top of the motorway. Moving home about 3 years ago saw me go from rugby into Northamptonshire and crossing that north-south divide. So, without really ever thinking about it, I guess I'm a southerner now. Whereas I've been pretty much a northerner all of my life, apart from when I lived in Wales or travelled the world. So, 50 years, and it's gone from a road that had pretty much no speed limit at all to what it is today. This bit's moving, but depending on where you are in the country, you might be stationary for great lengths of time. Normally around junction 17 and onward as the M1 joins the M6. Apparently pigeons as well, they navigate by the M1. It's not just cars and humans. And I've done audio boos on the M1, hands-free of course, or being a passenger in a car, because I might travel it at least twice a week, 3 times a week. I've got to cross it every day, pretty much. I want to go anywhere outside of where I live. And sometimes I cross it when I'm walking the dog, if I'm on an epic walk like I am now. And I don't ever think about it other than this large scar cutting through the countryside, and occasionally if the wind is in the wrong direction. And you can hear a motorway within 11 miles, so it doesn't take much. The noise pollution. Let me just kick the dog's football again. And when I think about it, though, it's quite a liberating... Come here, steady now. It's quite a liberating thing, the motorway, if you think about how our perceptions and our abilities around travel change. Now, I've just left the wood and I'm standing on what is kind of a slip road, an underpass. Unknown to many, but the emergency services and occasionally myself, off the record, don't tell anybody this, but if I'm on the motorbike, I might use this as my own private motorway junction to get on or off. There's a massive gap between Milton Keynes and Northampton junctions. And where is Junction 3? The mysterious Junction Me. 3. Junction Me? The mysterious Junction 3 on the motorway. I challenge you to find it. So now I'm underneath the northbound lane of the M1, and I'm about to go under the southbound lane as I walk through. Everybody completely oblivious to the fact there's somebody recording a podcast underneath their very cars as they speed their way north to south, south to north. Probably, who knows, taking the motorway for granted. They must know, if they have the radio on, that it's the M1's 50th birthday today. Anybody with a sense, with any sense, would be stopping at the Watford Gap services as well, because I believe the Watford Gap, I'm now through the other side of the motorway, the Watford Gap, I think, is selling some things at 50-year-old prices. So, might be worth a stop-off. Who knows, you might be listening to this later on today and be on the motorway, such as the technology we have now. How things have changed in 50 years. So here I am, plain view of the M1, a tunnel beneath it and the traffic above it, thinking, yeah, although sometimes it makes me smart when I think about the amount of countryside that has to be dug up to cater for our vehicles and our incessant need to be somewhere other than we are now. I can't help but be thankful for the fact that we can travel so quickly and easily, be it the average commuter or the person like myself who needs to get out of the village and get somewhere else pretty quickly. Yeah. Happy birthday, M1.